If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200-plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more, a bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore, and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level, download the Neds app today, and stay up to date with all the 200-plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Impact Armour, the shin guard made for rucks by rucks. Goz, for this one, I think we need a disclaimer.
Correct, yes. We just want to let you know that this episode contains a lot of talking, not about inappropriate things, but a lot of matters that you probably wouldn't want your kid to ask you in the car should they be hearing it. So please keep us private in your ears and enjoy us with your own surroundings, in your own ears, not with the ears of little ones, because if they ask questions, then it could be awkward for you to answer them.
AKA, there's a fair bit of dick talk. Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys. Yes, it is. 200 plus, footy from a higher place. Nick Butler and Big Hot Dogs, Gozza. Hot it's dogs. Your birthday.
It is 30 today.
Diggity dog.
Oh, mate, what a time to be alive. Great to be here. 30. Great to be 30. 30 years old. And I don't really like birthdays. And everyone keeps saying, oh, 30's so big. 30's so big.
Yeah, good day.
What's so big about 30? That's just another day, another Gozza.
Oh, I think I peaked at 30.
Did you?
Yeah, I just reckon it's your peak of your life.
What, like a good peak or like you've just done everything
now?
Yeah,
I had a lull in my mid-20s.
Oh, you mean a lull? Just a self-proclaimed lull?
I don't know where I was.
Oh, yeah.
I was nowhere.
I've had that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 30, you're fine. Yeah, you're
I'm sweet.
A bit more direction. You haven't physically lost it. Mm. Like you're just a bit of testosterone, a bit of juice.
Yeah, I can't jump anymore.
A few dollars in your pocket, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Kids maybe on the horizon.
Yeah, on the horizon.
Not yet.
No, they're approaching.
So it's a good time, mate.
Yeah, it is. I know. I was thinking, you know, 30. Oh, I was just in the shower this morning going, what am I doing with my life? I'm 30 now and everyone's happy for me. But I think you're right. I think 30 is when good stuff should happen.
Yes, it is.
And I'm getting a lot of messages today. A lot of messages that I don't know who they're from, which is good. Like, it's great that you're sending messages, but if you can leave me a name after that, I can get back to you. So, like this person... Hey, mate, just want to reach out and say happy birthday. Hope you're having a great day. Cheers. Who the fuck's that?
I like that.
Who could that be? That could be anyone. There's so many of those. Another one. Happy birthday, Dan. Hope it's a cracker. No idea. Thank you, though, if you're listening. Appreciate it. So, yeah, it's been
a nice problem. You and Hot Dogs and okay, other Big Brother stars have a lot of followers, so you get this sort of stuff. Hey, I don't mean to get a bit MA15+, but were there any special cuddles this morning?
No, I thought you just said that any showers going around, because last week you spoke about the shower talk.
Was there, from the loved one, do you get anything special?
No.
I do like your jumper.
That's a present.
That is a rod and gun
it's
special.
It's a present, and I said to you before we started recording, I think you're rubbing off on me.
Yeah.
Because now I can see you in this type of operation.
Dad gear.
Yeah. See, I'm transitioning.
You would have gone really well at all sports this
morning.
I know.
I've gone from unbelievable footballer to middle class man, finds rod and
gun. Owns a hobby farm.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So was that a rude... I mean, can we go there? Was there any
No. Try and book something tonight, but come. I'll keep you updated.
It gets worse. I'm telling
Does
you.
It?
I've got 9 years on you. Mm. I've booked in the Top Gun movie on Saturday. And I'm...
Is that a metaphor for something?
Hoping I get my quarterly special cuddle. Like hoping.
Quarterly.
Like your water bill. It becomes like a water bill.
So you reckon you're going to trade her to some Top Gun?
I'm thinking Top Gun will get the juices flowing.
Wow.
And then it's up to me to not fuck it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like continue to be a little bit funny.
continue to be funny.
A little bit of kissing.
Yeah.
Don't fart in the car something. You know, just don't. Mark it up late.
I don't think
and I might to, be might get a cut.
But you shouldn't have to overthink it this much. I think it'd be sweet if you just be you.
Just be me?
Yeah.
I don't. That's not doing the job.
At the moment. No, it's not. So thank you, everyone in the studio. As we said, there's 25 producers in here. Lots of them. I see daily. Lots of them I don't. They're just randoms in here off the street, which is good. So it's great to be here on my birthday.
Now, actually, I'm going to get off mic for a sec because the big production team that Little Hutchie's funding has got your present. So I'm going to go get it. You just talk amongst yourself.
Here we go.
Crack a few gags.
Here we go, right then. Come on. If it's not a fucking golf set, I don't want it. If it's not a golf club, if it's not a Scotty Cameron putter, I don't fucking want it. That simple as that. I don't know how to say this nicely, but if it's terrible. Oh, my God, it's over there, so it's not the putter. Oh, my God, what could this be? Hey, I don't want this. This is what I wanted. This is great. It's a cake.
We've got a big,
thank you.
Cheesy,
yum. Perfect. Thank you, team.
Look at that. Good for the thank you. After the shot.
That's great. That is frozen cold. Thank you, guys. That means a lot to me. So, and there's
so well done.
Definitely be some golf clubs in there, won't there?
Yeah,
yep.
yeah, your good presence.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's all good. No, thank you, guys. You made me feel very loved.
We did actually have a crack at getting you a better present.
Oh, no.
Present rather than present. we reached out to Rocket. Oh, I'll get it.
No way.
I reached out to Rocket and got nothing back.
Good.
He was going to send you a voicey.
And we'll send him a voicey as well.
Maybe we will.
Short.
That'd be fun.
No.
And we reached out to the Real Hot Dogs.
No, you didn't.
No, we did.
No.
And we got nothing back.
Good. Thank God. I don't want anything from hot dogs. Hey, enough about me because, you know, that's very flattering. We're all talking about me. We've done the catch up. Now I see here about Matthew Richardson. And has he been listening? What's happened with Richo?
Richo. Yeah. He might have been listening.
Oh, what have you done?
So Saturday was a big day for me. Saturday was a calling day, right? So I'm too old for footy, but I love calling the footy. Right,
you're very happy with your work.
I was reasonably happy. Yes, had a reasonable
I
call.
Saw that.
And I did love that I put it out on Insta, like a real wanky post. It's calling day, and I'm up and about, and sent a photo of me at the train station with my binoculars.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the 200 plus family got around me and said, "Tight jeans, charge the phone, have
here
a piss."
We go.
Yeah, and I really felt I had support. Calling day was special, but weird things happen at the urinal on calling day because, you know, it's all the commentators, big egos, under pressure. It's a bit like having to pee at halftime in footy.
Yeah.
But it's calling day.
Wow.
And I normally get on pretty well with Richo, but we had a toilet moment and he was a bit weird with me. Mm. And
what do you mean weird?
Well, just looked at me funny. And I thought, why is that? And then it dawned on me later that I talked about his big donk on the pod.
No.
I talked about his donk.
Did you see it?
No.
Should have a look at it?
No.
You could have confirmed your own story.
So I was thinking, is it weird to talk about another bloke's donk? I don't know. See, to me, it's pretty, I'm calm as you are.
Yeah, it's play on. I mean, I guess it's not really talking behind their back. It's talking to their donk.
So, it's positive about it.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was little.
It was great.
Anyway,
searing is off ya.
I didn't have the guts to say, Richard, did you hear?
I spoke about it.
Talk about your donk.
Yeah.
Weirdly on that, I hate to name drop, but I did run into Dane Swan at a coffee shop the other day who listened to the pod.
Huge.
So I think Swan. We might get him on. He's a podder. He's got Swanee and Friends, and we're doing our 200 plus. And Swanee had a listen.
Mm.
And I did like this feedback. He goes, I don't like the footy stuff, mate. You know, footy talk's a bit boring, but I really like when you talk about willies.
Wow.
So Swanee likes the willy talk.
Swanee's in the willy market. So Swanee is just all for this bit right now, just talking about donks and urinals.
Yeah. He's turning it up.
Yeah, love that.
While we think of donks and urinals, I forgot to do the housekeeping off the top, so please follow and subscribe to 200 Plus on Spotify or wherever you get your pods. So we're underway now.
We are underway. We're flying, and you will notice we're without drapes. So just wanted to flag that. You wouldn't have heard drapes yet. And we probably should have mentioned that at the start, that drapes is not here. So for those who were just waiting for drapes to be on the potty this week.
He's coming up.
He's coming, but he's not here yet.
Yes. So drapes is in Adelaide.
Yeah.
We will chat to him later as part of Drapes' stories, but I was just look. I've got a loose rundown here, but I don't. I think I do my best work without it, so I wasn't really following it.
No,
and we were in the zone about your birthday and getting cakes
and donks.
Talking about Richard's donk. So I didn't need to mention Drapes.
That's
so well done, though.
I know
you've got my back on the rundown.
We've covered the three most important things you need a podcast: birthdays, someone else's donks, and someone not being here who's supposed to be here.
Mate,
so well done.
And if a Brownlow medalist wants more donk, well, who are we to say
give it to him.
Enough of that before the Hutchie shuts us down. Feedback.
Feedback. Lots of feedback. Getting lots of it. And we're loving your feedback here. Thanks to the producers. Just a message with no name, nothing. Just cackling away at 200 plus. Best pod of my week in my list. Thank you for that. Again, that could be someone texting me for my birthday. I don't know. So, Tim, Big Reese. His name's Tim, but his username's Reese Ickle. Don't know how that works, but hello, Tim and Reese. Gents, I'll assume everyone except Butler as well. Wow.
A bit harsh.
I'm 191 centimetres and seeking a provisional membership to the 200-plus club. To call my football career mediocre would be generous, but I did win an under-19 BNF as the ruckman because our three best players kept getting picked for the ones team. Feel as though a provisional membership is warranted for those between 191 to 199 centimetres, as were the blokes who literally cop a knee to the ear when you're lining up against a 200-plus general ruckman. That's a fair call.
Did we not get a message like that last week? It's not the same message. The provisional membership.
It's a different one.
So it's more memberships. It's a thing. I like it. No, I'm not picking at the message. But we. Doubling down.
No, we are doubling down. And he goes on to say how he's. You know, he wants to be a full forward, but got thrown in the ruck, and then ends it with love your work and keep liberally applying rapid gel.
Literally. Liberally. Like lots
and then
of. Rapper.
Brackets. I've literally put this on my horse before.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Wow, mate. Well, I've literally put it on my arm before and couldn't feel it for 3 hours. So
he put it on his horse.
No, he put it on his horse.
Numb the horse.
Feedback again. There's a lot of people sending in Drapes getting absolutely folded by Power Pepper.
Yeah.
which I know Drapes wasn't happy about. And then Alex Angelus says, hey, lads, assuming you're well, absolute psychotic scenes at old Ivanhoe over the weekend.
My old ruckman club.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, you need to get down and sort this out because a young ruckman running from half forward and leading with shin unprotected. Wow.
We spoke about this. I think it's the same kid that I brought up on about show two when I went to watch the game. I haven't watched a lot of local footy this year and I saw this kid about to snap his shin and I fetched my shin guard to give it to him. Apparently, he still hasn't got one.
No.
Tom Rattray, I think his name is. Yeah, Tommy Rat.
You need to sort him out, mate.
They reckon he can play. He's got hops. But so, well done. That's good.
And then the shin guards we got delivered last
Impact
episode.
Armor. Impact We're Armor. We're brought to you by Impact Armor.
We love them.
The most sexy, svelte, light shin guard. Mm-hmm. On the market, I actually showed one to Tommy Boyd in the studio. I was really fluffing around my own studio the other day.
Yes.
To Boydie, chewing his ear off. And he's going to come on, by the way. He wasn't a shin guard wearer, Big Boyd.
Oh, no.
He reckons it stuffed up his kicking on his other leg. And I'm like, well, you haven't tried an Impact Armor. And he felt one and said, shit, I would have worn that.
There was times, I can relate to that. There was times during my career where the shin guard would get in the way of the ball drop.
Why?
Oh, I mean, well, mate, there's a lot of limbs going flying around, mate, to kick a footy. I tell you that much.
I said to him, okay, Tommy, from memory, you're a right footer and you're a left shinner. How the fuck is your shin guard getting in the way? He goes, I felt unbalanced.
Yeah, wow.
So that's a real perfectionist kind of skilled operator because he had beautiful skills.
Wow.
He's a both.
Oh, that good.
Anyway, so he wants to come on, Boardy. That's good. I don't know why I went there. Follow the rundown, okay. Big boy.
Hey, just one. I like this idea. Eddie Roberts says, shin taps, the new high five for ruckman.
I don't mind that.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Instead of ruckman at the centre bounce, instead of just, you know, shaking hands for the first centre bounce, just tap shins.
Very martial arts.
Yeah.
Mixed martial arts.
I'm all for that.
Bring that in. Bring that. Drapes would do that sort of stuff.
A shin tap and then just put your knee in their forehead.
That's what we're talking about.
Awesome.
It's like the boxers touch gloves. It's so it's so gentlemanly and then they punch the suitcase out of each other.
Yeah.
Just touch
shins. We need Drapes to try and get this going after the game. Give someone like Grundy just a little shin tap.
Love it.
So thanks for the great day.
I got a little feedback too.
Oh. Yes.
One that stood out, Dylan Robertson, said the auto cue malfunction got a fair bit of love, mostly love. So I got a DM from Dill, and I won't read the whole thing out because it takes about 3 minutes. But effectively, him and his dad watched it blow by blow as it happened, and they love it so much that they can do a Shepmates. Like they know every fumble, stumble. Apologies for this. Camera goes to Rebecca Morse, who looks like she's just smelled a fart. They know everything and can do it. So he's going to film his dad.
Unbelievable.
Taking off the debacle. So Dill's a star. Thanks, Dill.
Mate, watching that back again, I know we spoke about it last week and then I went home and watched it, but you literally couldn't have done much more.
No, that's the way I felt. I went home and had a beer that night and said – Well, they were shit, but I was all right.
You were good. You literally got thrown under a bus.
Yeah.
The best bit is the prompter saying the same stuff.
Oh, my God. I mean, we don't want to fully get over it. But some guy, a producer at Network 10, who I really like, you know, veteran guy, goes, oh, mate, I was thinking of you the other day. Your old infamous sports break came up. And I said, mate, I'm not embarrassed by it. Embrace I did it. Okay. I had amazing hair. And I didn't I didn't completely shit myself like most people would have. So I said, brother,
I'm sweet.
I don't care.
I'm
we
golden.
We all have our warts.
Yeah.
One more bit of feedback. I tell you,
Yeah, you feel like you're alluding to something I don't know.
Well, I have some feedback I find quite offensive. Fuck we no. were given some on the radio airwaves of K-Rock by K-Rock. Little Hutchie. Here he is.
Got a new one called 200 plus, which is for the big boys. 200 plus. Oh, I'm not allowed on that one, but 200 plus centimeters only. So it's the unheard ruckman, unheard voices from the tall players in the competition. They want a voice. So, unfortunately, we gave
you have
them
to
one.
Slow the questions down for those. Yeah,
is it highly intellectual? Or?
No, it's not at all. It's not at all.
There's no air up there.
No, exactly right. Exactly right. So tune in if you have nothing better to do.
If I could understand what you were saying in the words, the big words you used, you'd be messed up right now.
Yeah, so there's Dylan K-Rock having a laugh.
Wow.
Which...
Can we he's not in the studio. Let's just... Can we get his
get
one of the producers, one of the 40,000 producers.
Get him on,
here.
Get him on.
Have to have a number.
I've had enough.
Can we put it through the system somehow?
Just get him on.
Hello?
Hello. Dylan?
Sorry, boy, just in a meeting.
Sorry, Dylan. Me, dumb. Me, not no name. Remember? Sound familiar? yeah, you were on K-pop during the weekend.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
No,
mate, why are you slagging us on K-Rock to those flogs? Oh, there's no air up there.
They're big, dumb idiots.
What is this? What the hell is this?
Don't.
What is this called?
Don't play dumb with us, mate. You know what you did.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. Why the hell did I talk about you, absolute idiot?
You said, oh, yeah, podcast.
I'm in a meeting. Am I in a meeting? I'm in a meeting. So,
are you on the golf course? Where are you?
That is a meeting.
Yeah, right. Are you? How's your golf going?
Listen to this.
Because
listen to this.
For a guy that plays
a
lot,
to this.
You're shit.
Listen to this. Oh,
he's doing his own material.
What was that?
I've just topped it.
What are you actually doing, playing golf?
Yeah, I'm playing golf.
What do you love about golf? Because you're not very good.
Get away from you two, to be honest. I have to get out here and get some free space. You know, when you run an organisation like Producey and you've got multiple things coming in and out of your ears, it's good to sort of have a bit of a balance.
So okay. Why'd you slag us, though?
I don't remember even talking about you.
Oh, we just heard it.
Mate, you did your little puff piece interview and go, yeah, Dylan Friends, and I like talk the shit, and then a bit of love for List Cloggers, and then you're like, and 200 plus, it's the big guys, and it's really shit, and listen to it if you've got nothing else to do. And everyone laughed.
Mm. Remember that?
Yeah, no, I do remember that now.
Yeah.
No, it was a good time. I love getting out to Geelong, obviously. St. Mary's Footy Club.
No, we don't care, mate. Oh, we don't actually. We didn't get you on to pump up what you're doing.
What's an abuse opportunity for you?
What are you? Can you give us some honesty? Because we know you're just playing up to the crowd on the K-Rock.
Yeah.
What do you think about us? Yeah. Now, because you didn't rate us, and I know that you had the studio booked. You're going to give us six weeks, and you thought some corporates were going to take our slot, but we've rated the house down, and now you can't get rid of us. That's the truth.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't think much of the show still, but unfortunately, people are listening to it. It wasn't my idea.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first one to say, ha-ha, when it doesn't work. So I'm looking forward to...
I'm looking forward to,
is this actually a show? Honestly, I can't believe it.
It's been great talking to you. We're 200 plus. You've been great.
Get him off.
Thank God. I'm glad he's gone.
He was bringing down my energy.
What an idiot. But it's good to catch up with Hutch. And it's great to hear that we've got his full support. And he's just behind this 100%.
He hates it.
Hates us.
But I kind of like it. If he ever calls a meeting and starts... Like, he did send us a message once pumping us up. And it gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. It feels weird.
I want the fire. He gives me the fire.
He just gave it to you then.
I want to knee him in the face.
Yeah, that's all you should.
Hey, boys, I think it's time to unpack a bit of baggage in our ruck lives.
Mm.
Goss, tell me about your first shin guard.
Oh, wow. Feels good to get this off my chest. First shin guard was a bit of foam I found in the physio room. Didn't have one going into the game. Found a bit of foam. I said, this will do the trick. It didn't do the trick.
Well done for getting through
that.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
Jace, what about you? First shin guard.
Yeah, the leftover ones from the soccer days didn't quite protect my shin at all.
Oh, so, a half shinner.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Bought from Rebel or somewhere.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yes.
Impact Armour. The two words again, impact armor, will change your rucking lives.
Yeah.
It's light, it's durable,
sure is.
It's felt, it's sexy.
It's awesome.
Get it on your shin.
Yeah, get rucked.
Impactarmor.com.au. If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200 plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200 plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more, a bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level, download the Neds app today and stay up to date with all the 200 plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Hey, Gos, big issue.
Yes.
Mid-season draft was on last night. I love it. Yo, we had the charcoal chicken lad, Cully.
He's John Cully. You saw that.
He's going to West Coast. Mm. Sam Durden's one of the great fellas getting round, who gets another chance in 25, going to the Blues.
Huge.
Showed a bit in his first go, found his way out of the system. There's a few knockers. Like, what do you think about it? Can I put one thing to you? It's tough on the Sandful clubs who are losing their players. Do we care?
Do we care?
They lose a player.
I don't care personally, but I feel like the clubs definitely do. You essentially, so if you're a sample team or VFL team and your best player or players get plucked, that could affect your chance at a premiership.
Yeah.
For potentially that player to sit on a list and maybe play or maybe not play.
Yeah.
So there's an issue there with it, but it's good for the players. Yeah, it's good for the players to get picked up.
Yep.
But there is an issue where you're plucking them from.
Is there a chance that the Durden one's interesting, and I'm rapt that he wanted to get back in? Because I did hear, I won't put the name of the person that told me, but someone Richard? Working. No, and it's not about dicks.
The toilet.
No, it was someone working at an AFL club in development who advised a player last year or the year before to not nominate. He was going to get picked up, but he'd had 7 or 8 years in the system, no real qualifications, no life outside of footy, and said, do you need to go back again? You're starting to go all right. Had a 9-to-5 job. Pulled his name out of the draft. Wow. Another player I played with years ago, knocked back, I can tell you, Jeremy Clayton, player. Yeah. Right, played a bit at North, went and dominated the sample. Richmond going to draft him. Said, Terry Wallace rings up, mate, you're the best player outside the AFL. And he said, I'm not nominating. I don't want to go back. Which to me, it made me feel sick. You know, I'm the spud trying to make it, doing preseason, sending tapes, and this kid's knocked it back. But he just said, look, I had a go at that life. The money's okay, but it's not that good.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be running around the VFL and not going forward.
That's a great call, because the money would be okay, but it wouldn't be amazing.
No.
So if you're doing it for 6 months or maybe a year, and you've say you've played AFL, you've been picked up by a VAFA team, and we know the VAFA looks after you in terms of career and stuff and setting you up post-footy.
Yeah.
You're going to give it up for 6 months to sit on a list somewhere.
Well, that's it. It's no guarantees. So I think if you had your life up and going and you thought, this is my last throw at the stumps,
you'd do it.
Why not? I mean, who gets to... The best things about league footy, to me, are people paying to watch you play. Like 70,000 people potentially.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that 9-to-5. You don't get that local footy. So, for me, that outweighs, all right, it might set me back a year in my trade, or I might not get a teaching promotion or whatever. So I love that the opportunity's there if you're hungry enough. Mm. I hear that. I know it's the Sandful clubs mainly blow up about it. I don't think the VFL clubs care because they're trying to get guys drafted. But Norwood, South Adelaide, these are big businesses with boards and CEOs. Oh, they're trying to win flags, and you lose your set-up. But Glenelg have lost their set-up back.
A gun.
It maybe stuffs up their season.
A gun, yeah. I think the issue with is, though, that I believe I could still play a role in any club at any age.
Yeah.
So I get that, like, yeah, you'd be talking about
Will
your
you
career.
Win it? Do you nominate?
No, I didn't nominate for this one. But I reckon I could. I reckon I could have fit, you know, I'd fit in a club easily, seamlessly. Not for on-field
when
stuff,
did you
for
last
culture.
Nominate? When did your draft flame die out?
Well, I ended in 2017. Yep. Took the piss in local footy, made team of the year, whatever.
Which comp?
EFL.
Well, that's a good comp.
Good comp.
So you're still going all right. First year local footy, you did well.
Well, yeah, I think I played 12 games, 40 goals, so tell me.
Yeah, good.
And then I started nominating.
There was a nomination after
there was
the
a couple of nominations. All filled up and about, mate. I was ready to go.
Anyone ring? Dodoro?
No, zero. Nah, no interest.
Your tapes ended up in the
But that's EDFL. Their loss. That's their loss, mate. But I could have been handy somewhere.
Yeah, for sure.
Who needs a ruckman?
They all need a ruckman.
True.
So on that, okay, well, I think we're in fierce agreement about the mid-season draft being a good thing. What about mid-season trade?
Mm.
This is the one that I must say I didn't like. I was always, I'm a bit romantic with footy. I like sewing on a number as a kid. Kernahan, number 4, and it stays on. He's not going anywhere. I don't like the NBA, how they just chop and change.
Yeah.
Because we love teams.
Mm.
I don't know what's changed in my life, but all of a sudden I think we need it.
A trade?
A mid-season trade.
Wow.
I think, one, it gets us through that dead period in the season where the top 8's a bit locked away. Some teams are going well. Some are shit house. A few dead, a bit cold. Mm. It's another thing to think about. But I think for the player, because the money in the AFL is, while it's not huge in a world sports sense, comparatively to any other league it is, it's great. If you're a third string ruckman and you're not getting a look in at, say, Collingwood, and there's an opportunity to play regular league footy at Port Adelaide, you should be able to go.
Yeah.
If the player wants to go.
Yes.
Don't you think? Because then you're going to have 10 good games at league level. You might get a 2-3-year deal.
Yes, I agree. I'm trying to think how it could work in a situation like right now. Like, would a Mason, if you're Mason Cox,
yes,
and Hawthorn call,
yep,
and say, look, our tools are depleted. We actually just don't have one at the moment. Even forward, Gunston's now gone. I know we've got Mitch Lewis.
Yep,
play alongside him, but normally ruck. Would Mason Cox do that? Would Collingwood allow that to happen?
He's getting game for Collingwood, but well, I think they have to trade. They have to give. What are Collingwood lacking? Maybe
so player for player.
Well, I think so. That's what a trade is, or picks.
Yeah.
So it's a full trade period, but it goes for a week.
Yeah.
I don't think we were ready for it. Maybe I think we're getting closer. Dangerfield wants it.
Yeah.
There was something saying, well, say a player's on 150 grand, it's a bit rich for a club to say, okay, you're on nice money, but you're not living in a $10 million house in Toorak. You've been traded to the West Coast. Off you go. Rip your kids out of school. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're on corporate CEO money. Mm. And they were saying the money's not big enough to do that. Whereas in the NFL and the Premier League, it is.
Mm.
You play 3 years in the Premier League, you're set up for life.
Set up, yeah.
But I think if the player's willing to do it, if you're playing in the VFL in Melbourne and going, I can't get a game, this is really giving me the shits, I hope I'm going to kick this bloke in the next soccer game and try to get a game.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Adam Simpson rings and says, mate, you're first ruck for the rest of the year if you can get here.
Mm.
You probably go,
you
don't
do
you?
It, yeah.
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 So
yeah,
I think we need it.
Be nothing better, you know, playing Northern Blues, VFL, then getting traded, playing Casey, VFL. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're playing VFL for the Blues, but how about you come play for Casey? Oh, mate, I'm there.
Weirdly, just the last thing on this, because one of the 17 producers is giving us the wine.
Yeah.
I was reading the David Noble, the North Melbourne coach, bagged the VFL the other day, said the VFL's a shit standard and there's no pressure and I can't gauge my players' form in the VFL at the moment.
Wow.
And someone said, and I found this amusing, and I think you might too, that the VFL is no good anymore because there's no twos.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no pressure on VFL points. So there's no pressure. 100%. Bring back the twos.
Bring it back.
11:50 start.
Yeah, we need 2-2s back.
Hello.
Oh, he's picked up.
Here he is.
He picked up. The king of Adelaide, Sammy Draper.
How are we?
Mate, how are you? What's happening?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good, boys. You holding up the fort for me?
We're a touch flat.
We're trying. We said we were a bit flat. We're trying our best. We feel like we've been pretty good so far. So, you know, we're doing as much as we can without you, mate. We just wanted to check in. Obviously, you're very missed around here. There's a lot of sad faces around the studio. I look around. It's just not the same. But fill us in, mate. What are you up to? What's happening in Adelaide? I know you got a finger on the pulse. Tell us all.
Yeah, I can imagine me a bit flat without me today, but I've been busy, boys, back in Adelaide, in God's country,
yes.
Shaking hands, kissing babies, etc. But no, it's been good. Just a bit of family time, catching up with friends. All good.
Have you been on the sauce? You were desperate to get on the sauce, and you deserve to get on the sauce.
Yeah, there may have been a little hole in my pot glass on Sunday night.
Oh, classic. Yeah, there's a few pot glasses down laid with holes in the bottom of them, so you have to be careful and make sure you tell everyone.
I was going to have been investigating in here. I went down to the Mosley down in Glenelg Sunday night.
That's a bit of a Port Adelaide haunt because Boakey's involved there. There wasn't a bit of the old the Ramsgate.
Yeah,
a Ramsgate. Rammer. You didn't blue on Rammer. Again, did you? You and Pal Pepper.
There was little to my, I didn't know, but about 15 Port players were there at the Mosley.
Oh, terrible. Drink cards?
No drink cards. Damn. It wasn't too bad, luckily. I saw Big Sammy Power Pepper. We had a bit of a laugh and a chat about the hit, but luckily they're pretty good fellas, so it was not too bad.
Can you talk us through the hit? Because I can't work out if you levelled him or he levelled you. A lot of the banter we're getting is he took you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Last second, it looks like it kind of slipped or slowed down or something, but it was just a nice, solid hit for both of us. But I think if you watch the replay, I bounced straight back up. And
so you're saying it was a tie?
I reckon, I don't know, Essendon's TikTok sticking up a bit and all the comments saying I got folded, but they cut out the bit where I bounced straight back up. So with that.
We love that. Hey, give us, without giving away too many war stories, who was a good performer in the old bi-week sore session at the Mosley? Anyone extra up and about?
The Port boys were just sort of keeping themselves a bit. Bogey got me a drink.
Nice.
He does own the joint, so he didn't quite pay for it, but he got me a drink, but yeah.
Was he flogging his jocks? He's really big in the undie market, Bogey. And they're nice jocks. Not as good as Budgie Smuggler, but they're nice.
Yeah, didn't quite see him in his jocks, unfortunately, but next time we'll keep an eye out for that.
I have no idea what's going on. He has jocks, does he?
Bokey has a very good jocks line.
What's it called? Big Bokes.
I've forgotten, but we will get that for you. The producer, our team of producers is onto it. Hot Rig Bokey has a jocks line. Rogers underwear, which is named after his old man.
Not Big Bokes for Big Blokes.
Away, and they are good jocks.
Wow.
Mm.
No.
So anyway, I digress. Drapes, before I forget, did you do your homework? Did you watch Major League?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no way you did. Mate, there was massive arguments going around during the week that we could not even source it. It's a VHS type operation. Where is it? Is it on Apple or something, I assume? I don't know where it is.
I had to search far and wide, but luckily it's on Stan and used my missus' login to get onto that and watched Stan yesterday.
What did you think?
Hated it. That's enough. That's all we need to know. Hated it, didn't you?
It was all right. Just not quite my cup of tea. But I appreciate the Wild Thing comparison. He was a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, he's a dude.
He had a nice haircut. I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a loose cannon who straightened up. And, yeah, he was the spiritual leader. So I wasn't too far off. And there was a Serrano. Do we like Serrano? He likes getting his big moose out in the rooms.
His big boat.
it was classic 80s movie, but I liked the bit when he comes on to the Wild Thing music. That was pretty good, but it was a pretty predictable movie, I reckon. It was one of those ones where the team's doing shit at the start of the movie and they get these misfits in, and then lo and behold, they all come good in the end.
I love that shit.
A real Mighty Ducks type setup.
It was.
Real Mighty Ducks.
Good review. See, that's the thing. It's 1986. The kids these days, they want more. They want to choose their own adventure and not have the predictability of Hollywood. But I liked it, Drapes. And I'm happy with that. It's not like you're gushing over my movie, but you enjoyed the comparison to Wild Thing. Yeah. And if the Bombers are listening, I think they should be doing a bit of Wild Thing with you and selling merch. Otherwise, I'm happy to put Nick Butler Media behind it and I'll sell you
promote
merch.
Promote it.
Yeah, why not?
And 141, are your boys all right? I mean, I don't know if you've caught up, but, Dyson and Darcy Parrish had a bit of a blue on the field, bit of an argument, which I loved, mind you, and it blew up over here. Are they all good? What's your opinion on that? A bit of a to and fro between teammates on the field?
Yeah, of course. Anything we do at the moment is getting put into the media. But I liked it. It's just showing a bit of passion on the field. And I think it's a good thing. Like, they just had a bit of a talking at quarter time about what was happening with our defence stuff. And we got a reaction, I think, after that. And I've got no doubt. Like, Dyson and Darth are just really passionate people, and yeah, I've got no issue with it at all.
Yeah, I like it. Well, right. And you know what? I actually think most people agree with you. So
yeah.
I feel sorry for you, blokes. You're getting potted for smiling, potted for fighting, potted for everything. But that, to me, anyone who's bagging that, I don't reckon has played any footy at any level.
Don't
because sometimes a couple of teammates having a bit of a crack means you care. So well answered, Drapes. What's on for the rest of the day?
Go to my little nephew's footy training, pop in there for a bit. But it's just dinner with the family tonight, and that's about it. And I'll be back home tomorrow tonight. So I'll bit of training tomorrow, and that's it.
Huge, goes pretty quick. A bit of ruck practice down there with the juniors?
I'll probably get the shin pad out, one-on-one craft, get it in while I can.
Yeah, imagine some practicing against them, one-on-one against them.
Yeah.
They're like, no, put the shin pad on, you're jumping against me.
Yeah. Good old un-
That's it. Take care of him, mate. Let him know who's boss.
Mate, enjoy it. Thank you for beaming in, and we can't wait to have you back. It's not flat, but it's just not quite the same without you, mate. And thank you for watching the movie. You're a legend.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, I miss you.
Miss your jelly beans are good. thanks, Drapes. Cheers. Thanks for wishing me happy birthday. All good, man. It's my birthday today. So good for you to say that before you hung up on me.
Mate, he's still a bit hung from his big sauce session with the Port Boys.
Yeah, with Bokey.
He's all right, mate. He's young. You don't think about birthdays when you're 20.
No, you don't.
Hey, Spirit Animal of the Week. Thanks to Magic Hand Car Wash, 13 locations across Victoria. Who lived the mantra this week? Do you want me to get it rolling?
You go first.
Oh, it's got a real purple feel about this one. Because I'm big Rory Lobb, the big lobster. It was calling day. I got to call Freo Melbourne.
I see that.
And he cops a lot of shit, this guy. I don't know why. He's about 2 metres 25.
He's massive.
He is so big.
He's massive. He's huge.
But he runs like the wind. And this is what I loved him. Key forward. He's got key forward capabilities. A bit
long
like your 40 goals in 12.
Yes.
If you're – see, getting your hand on the ball is one thing. Being nice and physical is one thing.
Tick, tick.
That gets you local footy, 800 a game, all right? He's a big boy. The boys respect him. Hand on the ball, takes a few marks in the back line.
Like it.
You start marking him forward 50.
Oh.
Another 500.
Yeah, they look good.
You
are
a whole different category.
1,500.
Lobby.
I like that. That's great.
Rory Lobb. So Lobby. Great. Yep.
He's yours. Mine's same team. Sean Darcy.
Big boy.
Went to town on the D's this week. Both of them. Poor Gorney was just copping shins everywhere. Someone said, I don't know if this will make it through to the final cut, that Sean Darcy reminds him of Hodor from Game of Thrones.
A little bit.
Yeah, people would like. Apparently, people are now calling him Hodor.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It might stick. But he's a good player. He's a bit mummy-ish in the way that he doesn't look athletic.
No.
But he runs okay.
Runs well, pushes forward
and
hard.
And his skills are good, like Mummify. He's not as mean as Mummy.
No.
Like Mummy wanted to spill your blood.
Yeah.
But same. I like the dust.
Yeah, me and Mummy had a lot in common. Just wanted to split blokes up. That sounds so bad. Not like.
And Drapes, he can mail his in. We'll put his.
Yeah, Drapes has definitely got one. We'll
Sam Pelpepper's Drapes, because I had a bit of a look at the vision on the Budgie Smuggler replay, and Pelpepper wins that.
Wow.
He took Drapes.
Calling
out.
It.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I like it.
Right. Budgie Smuggler. The budgies are going off. So last week was the most awkward feeling in footy.
A lot of entries this week, which was great to see. Again, still a lot just directed at me, so thank you for that as well. I'll give a few honourable mentions. What's the most awkward feeling in footy is?
Yes.
So Josh Stangroom says, when you have a set shot on goal 15 metres out directly in front and your teammates are yelling to set up the zone for a point.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Yep.
When your local IGA is out of kitchen sponges because some tall surfer bought the lot, so you have no choice but to raw dog it against the other 200 pluses without shin pads.
Love raw dogging.
That's
a really good term.
I'm going to award that one the winner. There's a few other ones, but I think Callum Brent wins that one.
Yeah.
That's great.
And keep them up. Once again, we'll throw that on Insta stories because there's so many good ones.
There's a lot.
I have a cup of tea and read them.
Yeah.
Wife's in bed. I'm reading DMs.
Right, yeah.
But they're very good.
Well done, yeah, great. So well done to Callum Brent. You've won it with that one there, with the old no sponges, just raw dogging it against some other ruckman without shin pads.
I love thinking about these, and this one came to me the other day in the coffee shop.
Yeah,
footy is a sort of game where it gets easier every year you're out of it, right?
Yes.
So if you're still playing, every dickhead that's ever pulled on a boot wants to give you advice, right? Some good, some bad, some indifferent. And, and your job as the current player is to filter it.
Yeah.
So I want to know the worst tip you've ever received from a coach.
Jeez.
And that coach can be your dad or your mum.
Yeah.
But probably a footy coach. The worst coaching tip you've ever received is dot, dot, dot for Budgie Smuggler.
Huge.
Come on. Have you got one? A couple. Yeah.
Go, hit me with yours.
I got two. First one, and I love this guy, Scotty Hodges, right? Port Adelaide legend.
Yeah.
I took his number at the Magpies and I didn't deserve to carry his bags. I didn't deserve to carry his toilet paper. I was so shit.
Yeah.
And this guy was so good, right? And he was my forward coach. Mm. And he said, mate, you're lacking a bit of separation, okay? I think you'd kick more goals if you could separate. Mm. So he goes, I'm going to tell you the trick that I used to kick 150 goals in the Sandville in 1990.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, grind it. This will be good. This will be good. I need this. I'm getting the intel. He goes, you got to get your defender, rip him into you, bring him into you, stomp on his foot real fucking hard, and then lead. He goes, mate, if you're lucky, you'll break his foot. If not, he'll be fumbling around. You'll get a lead, and you'll kick goal. He goes, that's how I'd kick three a week like that. Okay, so Scotty's a mean man, okay? Mm. Most really good footballers are mean. I'm obviously not quite mean enough because I tried to stomp. And it wouldn't break any feet. In fact, I just kept getting kicked or punched in the face.
Rolling your ankle?
Yeah, well, I'd stomp. It'd be like, go fuck off and hit me. And then I'd lead out half concussed.
That's great.
So that was horrendous.
It's not a great one.
But it was good advice, but just not for
not
me.
Not for you executed.
Yeah, so love Scotty.
Mine would be the worst tip I get is I think I play my best footy when I was playing AFL, when I was relaxed. Like, didn't really think too much, didn't have the coaches putting 1,000 messages down my throat.
Yes.
You know, stand here, do this, keep it simple. But they say at the end, you know, we want you to just play your footy, play your brand. Just have fun.
Instinct.
Just have fun.
Not fun.
This isn't fucking fun for me.
No.
I'm not having fun here at all. There's no fun happening out here. So when you say just have fun, it's impossible because I hate it out here.
Yeah, that's shit.
Advice. Just have fun. I'm not having fun when you drop me. Like, oh, why are you dropping you? Oh, because I had too much fun.
It's cliche.
Rocket, fuck you, man.
No, we don't name them. We'll cut that out.
Sorry.
And there's one more one with an asterisk on. We might have to cut this out. Mm. And I'm not going to mention the name because I know him and like him and I don't want to get sued. But this guy, I don't know if you remember this fad. It was about 2004-05.
Mm.
There was and high performance was starting to become a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And a teammate of mine heard from two sources. One, a premiership AFL player, and secondly a bodybuilder, that
combo
a good way to get peak performance to raise your testosterone.
Oh my god.
Was to treat your body like an amusement park about 2 hours before the game.
What is wrong with us today?
Keep going. So
put it now.
So he got advice that this guy wanted to take his game to the next level. He got told he needed a surge of testosterone on game day. So he got told to treat the body like an amusement park but not finish the ride, and then you run out with some edge. And he got busted doing it and was lucky he didn't end up in the clink, like on criminal charges for doing that.
That's generally – that wins for the worst tip ever. Start
shocking
edging.
Tip. Like if you need to edge – to play, don't play. Go and play video games.
Oh, Tomo's having a rub down. Yeah, but, you know, stretching over there. Greg's edging.
Mate, I'm telling you, there were league players edging in about 05. I think Andrew Demetrio banned the process and sent out an email, send to all, edging is off.
Like, imagine the Hutchie sending an all-staff email, hey guys, reminder, stop edging in the studio.
Oh my god! Just
throw rubbish away.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Budgie Smuggler. Get them through, and the winner gets a $100 voucher.
We need to go. I don't know what's wrong with us. We've started implementing jelly beans into the podcast weekly. I think we've got to cut the jelly beans out because this is disgusting.
That was a weird episode. Please follow and subscribe to 200 Plus on Spotify or wherever you get your pods. If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200 plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more, a bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore, and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level. Download the Neds app today and stay up to date with all the 200-plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.